We'll start with verse 23. Oh, hallelujah. And said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor." She said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." And the man bowed his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left me destitute, the master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the carrying of the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, "Thus spoke the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without?" He said, "You going to stand out here all day? For I have prepared the house," and pay close attention. "I have prepared the house and room for the camels." I just want to preach a little while tonight, making room for the camels. Making room for the camels. Could we pray together? Dear Lord, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, we're praying tonight, God, that you would help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me to share with this congregation what I feel in my soul, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we're praying that you will touch them. We're praying that you will heal. We're praying that you will deliver. We're praying that you will set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we're going to praise you. We're going to thank you. We're going to bless you. In Jesus' name, would somebody put your hands together and worship the Lord with me? Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Have your way in this place, Jesus. Have your way in this place, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before you're seated, turn to somebody and say, "Hey, you need to make room for the camels." We need to do a little history class before we get started. We go back to verse 1, the Bible says that Abraham was old and well stricken in years, and the Lord blessed him in all things. Verse 2, the Bible says that he called his eldest servant to him, and he said, "Hey, look, his eldest servant ruled over everything in his house." The Bible said all that he had. He said, "Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh." And Abraham made his eldest servant, in verse 3, to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. He said, "I don't want you to just go pick any gal. I don't want you to just go pick any lady." Hallelujah. He said, especially from the Canaanites. But he said in verse 4, "But thou shalt go unto my country." He said, "I want you to go back to where I was born. I want you to go back to where I was reared." Hallelujah. I mean, tonight you're glad that you've got some heritage to look back to. You're glad you've got something you can look back to and say, "Hey, I'm connected to that. My daddy was apostolic. My mama was a Pentecostal holy roller. My grandpa, hallelujah, was a preacher. My brother was a teacher. This, that, my saint, my family, hallelujah." He said, "I want you to go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." And his servant, he said, "Hey, look here, peradventure." He said, "Perhaps, possibly, if the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land, must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest?" He said, what he was saying was here, if she don't want to come, do I need to go get Isaac and bring him? He said, no. Hallelujah. He said, "Beware, beware thou that thou bring not thy, my son thither again. Verse 7, the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. Hallelujah. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this oath, my oath. Only bring my son not only thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning the matter. Verse 10, he got 10 camels out of the surplus of Abraham. Amen. And he departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. We'll skip to verse 11. And the servant made the camels kneel down at the well of the water. Verse 12, the servant said, O Lord God of my master. He was praying. He said, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master. Amen. And while he was standing there praying that, here come Rebekah, the Bible says. And she walked up to the well. Hallelujah. And while he was still praying, he said, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down the pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. She shall say, drink, and I will give the camels drink also. And while he was praying this, the Bible says Rebekah came out. She walked up to the well, and the damsel was very fair. Hallelujah, to look upon. She was a virgin. Neither had any man known her. She went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. I want to pause right here a minute. When we do God's things God's way, we will be fair to look upon. When we follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, we will be fair to look upon. When we purpose in our heart to love one another with a godly love and work together and work in compatibility together, hallelujah, we will be fair to look upon. Amen. Verse 17, hallelujah, the servant, he ran to meet her and he said, hey, give me a drink. Verse 18, she gave him drink. Verse 19, she gave his camels drink. Amen. Verse 21, and the man wondering at her held his peace. He was wondering, hey, is this the right girl? Is this the right one? Am I going to go home empty-handed? And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring and a half a shekel of weight, and 2 bracelets for her hands, and 10 shekels weight of gold. I want to preach tonight to somebody. Hallelujah. We need to make room for the camels. We need to make room for God's provision. We need to make room for God's surplus. Hallelujah. We need to make room for the miracles, signs, and wonders that God wants to bring into our life. Hallelujah. 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 God wants to bring joy. He wants to bring you peace. He wants to bring you health. He wants to bring you, hallelujah, life everlasting. But you know what? You're not going to get it by sitting down, twiddling your thumb. You're not going to get it by saying ho-hum. You're not going to get it, hallelujah, by doing what you've been doing. But you're going to have to make room for the camels. Somebody tonight, you need to make room for the camels. To let you know, if you don't already know, but a camel is a four-footed animal. It's got a humped back. There's 2 different kinds of animals. The dromedary, he's got 1 hump, or the Arabian camel. The Bactrian camel, he's got 2 humps. And these species are long-necked, and they have broad cushioned feet and pouches in the paunch to store water. Also, the camel is valuable as a beast of burden, especially in Asian and African deserts. Camels can travel hundreds of miles across hot desert, dry deserts with little food or water. They walk easily on soft sand where trucks would get stuck, and carry people in heavy loads to places that have no roads. The camel carries its own built-in food supply on its back in the form of a hump. The camel's hump is large and a lump of fat that provides energy for the animal if food is hard to find. Camels seem to dislike everything, even other camels. A camel will bite men or other animals alike. Camels do not work willingly. They never learn to obey man freely as dogs or horses and some other animals. A camel whines when anyone mounts it or puts a pack on its back. The animal grunts and groans loudly as it rises to its feet. But after the camel stands up and it starts to walk, it carries its load patiently. A camel stands from 6 to 7 feet as at the shoulders and weighs from 1,000 to 1,600 pounds. A camel can carry as much as 1,000 pounds, but the usual load is only about 400 pounds. The animal can travel about 25 miles a day, although it may move slowly at a pace of about 2.5 miles an hour. The other camels with the back train camels, which have the two humps, they usually do not carry a heavy load as the other camel. As far as 100 miles a day, they can travel this far. They can run up to a speed up to 10 miles an hour. And camels are sometimes called the ships of the desert. The ships of the desert. And when Laban was standing there and he was speaking in verse 31, we discussed the scripture where the servant brought 10 camels out of the surplus of Abraham. You could picture Abraham as being a Donald Trump. Not his style, not his conversation mannerism, but his business thinking, him owning land, him owning livestock. Abraham was a rich man, amen. And so the servant brought 10 camels with him, amen. And so we hear Laban here speaking. He said, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without?" He was saying, "Are you going to stand there all day? I've got room for you." He said, "I have prepared the house and room for the camels." I want to submit to this congregation tonight that we need to do one thing. Hallelujah. It is time, and really it's been past time, and we need to pick up on our homework. We need to make room for the camels. We need to make room for the camels. Hallelujah. The scripture declares to us in Luke 12:32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom." In the Old Testament, the land was divided by lots. To one was given a lot, to another was given a lot, so forth and so on. In the New Testament, gifts were given. Ephesians 4:8, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, and he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men." Amen. Matthew 7:11, "If then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask of him?" How many tonight in this place has been asking God for some good things? Hallelujah. How many of you tonight, you've been asking God for a long life? Hallelujah. The doctor may have told you one thing, but God is going to tell you something else. Amen. He said here in Matthew 7:11, he also referred to it in Luke 11:13, "If then being evil, amen, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father which is in heaven give good gifts to them that ask of him." Amen. 1 Corinthians 12:4, Paul stated there are diversities of gifts. In 1 Corinthians 14:1, Paul said we need to desire the spiritual gifts. Matthew 5:42, Jesus said, "Give to them that asketh them." And when Peter and John was at the gate, beautiful, and they looked at the lame man, hallelujah, Bible said he had been sitting there from his mother's womb. In Acts 3:6, Peter and John looked at him and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Hallelujah.
When you make room for camels, you're going to get something down inside of your life. You're going to get something down inside of your soul that you can give to somebody else. Hallelujah. God has blessings in store. God has miracles in store. God has peace in store. God has restoration in store. God has faith. God has miracles. God has deliverance. God has revival. But what we've got to do with it, we've got to make room for it. We've got to make room for it. We've got to make room for it. It's not just going to come just because we're Pentecostal. It's not just going to become just because we've got a pedigree. We've got to make room for it.
That's what the key is in this end time. Got to make room. 2 Kings brings a very interesting scripture view to us. Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, the Bible said, and she constrained him to eat bread. She told her husband, "I perceive that this is a holy man of God." In verse 10, she said, "Let us make a little chamber." Let's make a little room. Hallelujah. Anybody tonight, you want to make a little room? You're tired of the devil playing hopscotch on your in your mind? Are you tired of the devil playing tricks of, hallelujah, and trying to bring you down, trying to destroy you? Are you tired of the devil trying to tell you you're not going to make it when God said you can make it? Hallelujah. Are you tired of being pressed down, shaken up, hallelujah, and shaken under? Amen. What you got to do, you got to make a little room. Hallelujah. You got to make a little room. You got to say, hey, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming over this. Hallelujah. And so the Shunammite woman, she said, hey, let's make a little chamber. Let's make a little room for the prophet of God. Hallelujah. He comes by here time to time. He turns in. Amen. And the Bible said that they made him a little room. And he told his servant Gehazi, he said, look here. Hallelujah. She's not just doing this just to be nice. She's not just doing this just to be considerate. She's not just doing this. Amen. There's a reason behind it. You need to go find out what it is. Hallelujah. And Gehazi walked in there to her, the Bible said, and said, hey, what do you really need from the Lord? Amen. What do you really need? What is it that you really need to have done? Elisha said to her, Tell me, hallelujah, you've been careful with all of this. You've been considerate of us. You've been so nice. Amen. But what is it that you really need to have done? Hallelujah. Do you want me to talk to the king? Do you want me to talk to the captain of the host? Amen. And Gehazi came back and he said, hey, she has no children and her husband is old. Amen. And the prophet of God, the man of God, looked at her and he said, hey, he said, due to this season, unto this season, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shall embrace a son. Hallelujah. What do you say tonight? Why don't you make some room? Why don't you make some room for God to move in your life? Why don't you make some room for God to move in your home? Why don't you make some room for God to move in your heart? Why don't you make some room for God to move in your house, on your job? Amen. Hallelujah. All you got to do is make a little room. All you got to do is make room for the camels. Verse 24, Genesis chapter 24, 53. I'm coming to a close. The servant brought forth jewels of silver, jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave to her brother and to her mother precious things. Verse 57, Rebekah stayed with her mother and brother at least 10 days. They asked the servant, can she stay a little while longer before you take her? And then the million-dollar question was asked. They said, hey, Rebekah, wilt thou go with this man? The servant was waiting patiently. The servant had already come because he was on a mission. I want to tell you tonight, my brothers and sisters, God is on a mission. God is looking for a wife. God is looking for a bride that will make herself ready. He's not going to just pick anyone. He's not going to just pick anything. Hallelujah.
He's gonna pick up a lady. He's gonna pick a bride that will make themselves ready. Amen. And when the million-dollar question was asked, "Wilt thou go with this man?" She didn't have to ponder the thought. She didn't have to go and get on Facebook and get on everything else and ask her friends and ask everybody else, "What do you think?" She immediately replied, "Yes, I will go." Hallelujah. Yes, I will go. Because when God compels you, when God beckons you, it's time to move right then. It's time to step up right then. It's time to step in right then. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 63, Isaac went out to meditate in the field. And while he was meditating, he lifted up his eyes. Amen. And he saw the camels. The camels were coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 64, and Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, do you see how this is weaving together? When she saw Isaac, the Bible said that she lighted off her camel. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why this had to happen? You know why this had to take place? Because somebody made room. Somebody made room. Hallelujah. Somebody made room. You know what the word make means? To make it happen. To make it come to pass. Amen. To cause to exist. To contrive by imaginative effort. Amen. Hallelujah. When you make up in your mind, "I'm going to live for God if it hair lips the devil. I'm going to stand up for truth if it hair lips hell." Hallelujah. If I take a stand, amen, whatever the cost is, when you make up your mind, "I'm going to make room for the miraculous. I'm going to make room for the provisions. I'm going to make room for the blessing." Anybody need blessed tonight? You need to make room for it. Anybody want a healing tonight? You need to make room for it. Anybody need the Holy Ghost? You need to make room for it.
Can you picture how they looked? They was loaded. The Bible also says that the servant gave to Rebekah some precious jewels, jewels of gold, jewels of silver. He gave gifts to Rebekah's mom, Rebekah's brother Laban. Can you picture this? When you make room for God's provision, there's going to be more surplus than you can be able to go home with. But we got to make room for it. We got to make room for it. And tonight, while I'm closing, God has provision. He's got abundance of joy. He's got happiness. He's got gifts. Hallelujah. But there's one thing we've got to do. We got to make room for it. Hallelujah. And just as Abraham's servant, he came bearing gifts. Hallelujah. God is going to come bearing gifts. Gifts of healing. Gifts of deliverance. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Gifts of freedom. Anybody want to be free tonight? Hallelujah. Anybody need to be free from your past? Your past annoys you. Every time you get down to pray, something comes in your mind of what you did, what you said, what you thought. Amen. God wants to give you freedom from that. Hallelujah. God is looking. He's bearing gifts for His bride. He's bearing gifts for His chosen ones. He's bearing gifts for the sought out ones. Hallelujah. All we've got to do tonight is make room for it. You don't need to wait. You don't need to hesitate. You don't need to be a hindrance. You don't need, hallelujah, to allow things to hinder you. Amen. Praise God. Why don't somebody tonight make up in your mind, hallelujah, "I'm going to make room. I'm going to make room for the camels. I'm going to make room for the blessings. I'm going to make room for the healings. I'm going to make room for the deliverance. I'm going to make room for peace. I'm going to make room for joy." Hallelujah. As you come to this altar tonight, hallelujah, come with one thing on your mind. "I'm going to make room. I'm going to make room. I'm going to make room." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I wish we all could come up here and just spend a time together around this altar tonight.
Hallelujah. I wish we all could just come. Hallelujah. All of us need a blessing. All of us need something from the Lord. Surely you need something from the Lord. Surely you desire something in your life. Why don't you come and make room for it? Why don't you come and make room for it? Oh, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely.
Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you make room? Why don't you make room? God has provisions. God has a surplus that we cannot even imagine. God has a surplus. Hallelujah. Why don't you make room tonight? Why don't you make room for the camels? Why don't you make room for them? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Completely yes. My soul says yes. Yes, Lord. From the